Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Elijah Campbell back at the Wholesaling Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com. And we say hello to Terry McCormick of TitanInsider.com. Terry, what's up?
Oh, not much. Just waiting for Sunday, I guess.
I know. Good game last night to kind of wet the whistle and then get ready for Titans and Ravens on Sunday. So I want to start with this article that Willie and I were just talking about. Gentry Estes of the Tennessean put out there. He's talked to Dean Pease, and Dean Pease maybe hasn't ruled out a potential return to coaching if it's the right fit. I know he's in Nashville. He's been at games. He's talked about the Titans this year. You have to wonder if Mike Vrabel and Dean Pease have had a conversation at some point. But what do you make of this? You think that perhaps Dean Pease could come back at some point?
Well, I mean, to me, it would kind of be a long shot because, you know, he retired and walked away. I think he probably wasn't anticipating the coronavirus to hit and scuttle a lot of his travel plans and the things that he wanted to do and, you know, spend the rest of his life, you know, engaging in. So who knows? I mean, maybe, you know, if Vrabel is desperate, and certainly the Titans defense is, you know, not looking good for the most part this year, maybe he would bring Dean Pease back in a consulting role or an advisory role. I don't think that would be the worst thing in the world. But it is interesting that it comes up. And you know, I'd say a lot of this, though, is probably just on what Mike Vrabel would want to do in terms of going forward, if he wants to continue to be the defensive coordinator along with Shane Bowen and kind of share that role, or if he thinks, you know, comes back and thinks that maybe that was the wrong move and that he needs someone really to be the authority on defense and to be the guy that oversees everything. And in a pinch, Dean Pease would probably be obviously the best choice he could make, you know, because most everybody, not all of them, but most everybody on the defensive staff is already familiar with his work and how he operates.
As we get ready for the game on Sunday, we obviously, this time of year especially, you keep up with the injury report to see, okay, who's banged up, who's been practicing, who hasn't. With Jadeveon Clowney and his situation, he played last week, but he hasn't practiced. Is it safe to say that that's probably going to be the plan with him moving forward, of just preserving him for game day?
Sure looks that way, because they held him out of the Bears game, and you know, because they had a short rest week game coming up with the Colts 4 days later. So I think that when you look back on that, they probably considered the Colts game the more important of the two. Obviously didn't work out for a win, but Jadeveon Clowney is a guy that looks like they've kind of put him on a schedule of rest throughout the week and then get him ready for game days on Sunday. You know, sort of like, I guess, similar to what they've been doing with A.J. Brown, giving him a day off each week, usually on Thursdays, to rest his injured knee that he suffered early in the year and missed a couple of games with.
Yeah, and then Adoree Jackson, the other one that everyone is wondering about, still has not returned to practice. And we talked to you, you know, a few weeks ago about this, and, you know, was it a setback? Now he's on the active roster. I mean, in your mind, and I know Mike Vrabel continues to be mum about it, When does a decision need to be made, or are they just going to keep doing this week to week until maybe he's available to play?
Well, the fact that they put him on the active roster tells me that they expect him to be back at some point, because if they didn't, then they would have just put him on injured reserve, shut him down for the year. So who knows? Could be next week, could be 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now. But at some point, you know, you're not getting a lot of return, and he's taking up a roster spot. Now, granted, you know, if you could get him back, it would be a nice boost for the secondary. But it sure seems to me like that the speculation that he had some sort of setback must be accurate, because when you think about it, I was initially told that he had about a 4 to 6 week injury. They brought him back after about 6 weeks or so, and that's when they designated him for return and started working and, you know, practicing, and it looked for all the world like he was going to be back pretty soon. But then all of a sudden he disappeared from practice again, and he hasn't been spotted in 2 or 3 weeks. So that leads me to think that the speculation about a setback is probably an accurate report.
With the struggles that Baltimore has had offensively lately, whether it's the league figuring out Greg Roman's scheme and Lamar Jackson specifically, do you still feel like, because of the success the Titans had last year, that this is a good matchup for them defensively to maybe get some things righted on that side of the ball?
Maybe. I mean, you know, the one thing, you know, with Lamar Jackson, you know, you want to make him stand in the pocket, throw the football. You don't want that guy getting out on the edge, running on design runs. You don't want him scrambling any more than you have to. Maybe that plays right in the Titans' hands, because their pass rush has been lousy for most of the year. So they probably won't get in there and, you know, leave a seam open for him to run out and escape out the back door and run for 20 yards. So it might actually work to their advantage. Who knows? But I think, you know, given what they did last year in containing him, and I think the big key to me on the other side is you've got to get a lead. You got to play from ahead. Lamar Jackson's a completely different quarterback when he has to bring a team from behind. I think he only has one fourth quarter comeback in his career, if I'm right. Now, granted, he's only been starting for about 2.5 seasons, but still, you know, that's a fairly significant number when you look at how close NFL games are week to week, and he's only credited by Pro Football Reference with one fourth quarter comeback win in his career. So you want to get ahead. You want your offense to control the game, control the clock. The Titans have not been a good time of possession team this year, but I think this ball game is one where they're going to need about 32, 33 minutes time of possession, and Derrick Henry running the football, you know, 25, 30 times and going over 100 yards, and the Titans' offense doing the defense a favor by keeping Jackson on the sidelines and making him one-dimensional if he has to play from behind.
Terry McCormick is with us. And, Terry, I know that especially in this day and age where you can't really watch practice, sometimes it's easy to misinterpret what you see on the injury report day to day, and you know, by Sunday, things tend to work themselves out. But I'm concerned about Roger Saffold, because we saw what happened to him. He's had the two separate injuries the last two games, and the last one in particular, where he kind of got rolled up and his ankle got turned. He has not been able to practice so far. So I'm just figuring, even if he's able to play, he's not going to be anywhere close to 100% with two different things he's dealing with. So that's got to be a big concern.
Yeah, it really does. I think, you know, when you look at how beat up this offensive line has become, you know, you've got Dennis Kelly on a short regimen. He's been getting, I think he got Wednesday, or was limited Wednesday and off yesterday. You got Saffold, as you mentioned, dealing with a couple of different things. This ankle injury, certainly, if he can give them something today at practice, I think that would be a sign that he's trending in the right direction. But certainly, you know, he's a guy that they need out there. You got Ben Jones, who's dealing with a little bit of a knee injury. He was out for a little while the other night and then came back. So, and then, of course, you've already lost Taylor Lewan for the season with a torn ACL. So the offensive line is starting to become a concern just because of injuries. And this is the time of year where they really need to step up and be counted and be something that the Titans can depend upon, not only in pass protection, but just in opening holes for Derrick Henry.
Yeah, this is around the time you start, you know, the last couple of years, it's really rounded into form, and they've started to get great offensive line play. So it's a little troubling to see all these guys not able to practice. And speaking of that, the top three wide receivers did not practice. And A.J. Brown, who we know had a knee issue earlier in the season, practiced on Wednesday and did not practice yesterday. What's going on there?
Well, they've been giving him Thursdays off kind of to rest that knee. He usually does not appear on the injury report at the start of the week. That goes through full work on Wednesday. Then they've been giving him Thursday to rest, and he comes back and practices on Friday. That's kind of been the norm, except for the Thursday night game that they had against the Colts, obviously. But when they're on a normal Sunday week, that's kind of what they've been doing with him for about the last 3 to 4 games. So I don't think there's a real concern there. In terms of Adam Humphries, I don't think they will have him. He's not been cleared from the concussion protocol. And even if he was cleared from the concussion protocol today, I don't know that that would be enough time to get him work back in. So you're going to need some help from bottom of the roster receivers like Cameron Batson and Khalif Raymond to help out in that slot receiver spot. And then with Corey Davis, he missed on Wednesday, and it was said not to be injury related. Now, I don't have any facts to base this on, but it may have been that he was, you know, returning from maybe being with family and the memorial service over the lost brother. So that would be my assumption on that as to why he was not there at practice on Wednesday. So, but he practiced fully yesterday, and I think he's good to go.
With that in mind, you mentioned, they've got Batson and, of course, Khalif Raymond, who made the brilliant play in the playoff game last year. But early in the season, he was doing the same thing that he did in that game, and he was making that key long reception to where he's stretching the defense and he's setting other things up. We haven't seen that the last few weeks. Why do you think he has not been able to fit that role quite the way it was looking? It looked like it was settling in perfect for him, but he hasn't kind of been in the mix recently.
Yeah, they haven't really been throwing his way a whole lot. And, he hasn't even been on the field when they've had their full complement of receivers, except for just a handful of snaps. I think, one of those things is, since Taylor Lewan went down, obviously if you're going with those deeper routes, it takes more time for those to develop. And, you want to have your offensive line protecting. Ryan Tannehill's had to hurry some throws and get the ball out of his hands quicker. So that may be a factor in why they haven't called those deep shots to Khalif Raymond. And also the fact that, they have been relying a lot more just on their big three guys, which is, A.J. Brown, Corey Davis, and Jonnu Smith. Those seem to be the guys who get the bulk of the targets in the passing game here in the last few weeks.
Last thing for you, Terry, we focus a lot here in Nashville on the Titans' injuries, but of course, as we know, league-wide, every team has got some degree of injuries, and the Ravens are no exception. Give me a couple of things that you're looking for. I know they lost a tight end in their game against the Patriots, who's a key blocker for them, and Boyle, and Calais Campbell, of course, in the defensive line is another area that I think they certainly were suffering from on Sunday in the loss to the Patriots.
Yeah, Calais Campbell, and then also there's a big question as to whether or not Brandon Williams, who's their big nose tackle, whenever you play the Ravens, they always have had that space-eating nose tackle, whether it was Tony Siragusa or Ted Washington or, now Brandon Williams. They've always had that guy.
Yeah, Lodi Naga.
Really been good at occupying, two blockers on the interior. So if they don't have Brandon Williams, then that should be a sign that the Titans can run between the tackles with Derrick Henry and have some room to operate in there. So they do have some injury concerns just like the Titans do. It's going to be interesting to see which team makes the better adjustment in dealing with overcoming that.
He's Terry McCormick of TitanInsider.com. Terry, appreciate it as always, and we'll do it again soon. Should be a good game.
All right, thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Terry McCormick, follow his work at TitanInsider.com. When we come back, Willie, I'm gonna throw this at you, and I'm gonna throw this at the people. 615-737-1025.
You're throw something at the people?
Well, a question. I'm gonna throw a question.
Well, how's your arm?
It's good. It's not bad.
Okay.
It's not bad.
You got enough on it to get it to the people?
I think I can get it to the people.
Okay.
615-737-1025. Our phone or text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. What is something that you feel absolutely great about? going into this game against the Ravens? And then what is your biggest concern? And I'm not, and don't call in and say the defense. I mean something specific. Something specific that you feel really good about and you feel really bad about. We'll discuss that when we come back. Darren Donican Chase, ESPN, 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.